Greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and we moved recently in the spring to North Carolina. We're in the foothills in the western part of North Carolina. It's 23 degrees out this morning, and it's I'm sitting in the our fireplace room with the fire going and crackling away there. It's beautiful. It's a little after seven this morning, so. Anyway, all that to say, I'm happy to do the daily inspiration this week. Mo's called me a couple days ago and asked if I would share in the daily inspiration, and I said I would, and he asked me to start on Sunday. Well, I wasn't sure what to share, but in my daily routine, my daily habits, you know, we can have habits that are good habits, and my daily habit is to read several chapters in the Bible, and I've been reading in Deuteronomy lately. I've been going through, starting with Genesis, and reading in Deuteronomy is where I'm up to now, and then I just read through Psalms, and I got to Proverbs. So I've read those sections, and then I also read some of the New Testament. But anyway, yesterday I was reading Proverbs chapter 9, and which was the ninth day of the month yesterday. And so I read that, and I thought, you know, and it seemed like the Lord, you know, just impressed upon me that this would be maybe good for the daily inspiration. So here we are, Proverbs chapter 9. If you could turn to there, that would be a great. And this is talking about wisdom, and I think wisdom is very important for us to have. You know, in the animal kingdom, God has given animals a very keen sense of smell or hearing or sight so that they can avoid danger, so that they can keep away from hunters even and predators and various things. Well, God hasn't given that necessarily to us. We do smell and we do hear and we do see, but not keenly as the animals do. But God has given man something that is far beyond any animal, and that's a brain that we're able to communicate, and we're able to read and write and do all the things man does. And part of that is walking in wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that is from God. And God imparts wisdom to his people if they ask for it and if they seek after it. And We don't walk as a fool in this earth, and we can actually avoid many dangers, calamities, and even prolong our days. And you might disagree with that because you might think, well, God has a certain day plan for everyone to die. Well, I don't believe that God has a certain day plan for everyone to die. God does know when we will die, and man will die. We're not going to live in this body forever. So we will pass on to eternity. But if we walk in wisdom, and we'll look at that this week where it talks about, and even in this chapter, I believe it talks about that if we have wisdom, we'll prolong our days. But anyway, we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 9 here. Wisdom, verse 1, wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. Okay, we're going to stop right there. What are the seven pillars of wisdom? It says that she's hewing them out, or it's like a picture that is giving us of maybe a sculpture, or I think of the Mount Rushmore where they sculptured those faces into the rocks. He hewed out her seven pillars. And what are the seven pillars? And I'm not exactly sure. I don't know, but this if you keep your place there, but turn over to James. James chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Now, there's actually eight things there, but It says it's first pure. The wisdom that's from above, the wisdom that's from God is first pure. It's peaceable. It's gentle. So it's pure. There's no defilement. There's no walking in foolishness. There's no, it's just pure. It's clean. It's fresh. That's the wisdom that's from above. It's peaceable. It's not argumentative. It's gentle. It's not harsh. It's abrasive. It's easy to be entreated. A fool doesn't like to be rebuked, but a wise man will accept rebuke or will even appreciate it. It's full of mercy, and it's with good fruits flowing out of a person's life without partiality, no prejudice, no partiality, and without hypocrisy. It's sincere. It's true. It's not. That's the wisdom that's from above, and that's in contrast to that's in contrast to what is from the devil. In verse 15, it says, "The wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish." Okay, I gotta go back a little bit. Verse 13, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts," this is a contrast to the wisdom that's from above, "bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom," or this, it says wisdom, but it's not talking about the wisdom from above, "descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work." That's the opposite of the wisdom that is from above. So she hath, back in Proverbs chapter 9, "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewed out her seven pillars." These seven things, or eight things. "She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath furnished her table." She's, providing food and drink, and "she hath set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city." And what she's saying here is she's crying out to people and asking them, please come come for the water of wisdom. Come from wisdom. Come for this wisdom that's from above. And so she's crying out in the highest place of the city. Who is simple? Let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding," she saith to him, "come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding." So she's crying out to people. This is what wisdom is doing. It's crying out to people. It cries out in the streets. We'll look at that maybe another day. And then it goes on, verse 7, 8, and 9. It's kind of a... it's this whole thing about reproving a scorner. A scorner doesn't want to be reproved, and this. I'm not going to read those. But verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And I think this is maybe the key verse of Proverbs, is "the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." And talking about wisdom again, "For by me, wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." So if you're walking as a fool, you're most likely, not always, but most likely, you're going to have a shorter life. And if you're walking in wisdom, you'll have a longer life. Verse 12, "If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it." Now, I talked about the two women. That's the first woman. That's wisdom crying out. there's another woman crying out too, and it's this foolish woman. A foolish woman is clamorous, verse 13. She is simple and knoweth nothing, for she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. Same thing, she's in the high places of the city, she's crying out, but listen to what her message is. And she to call passengers who go right on their way. They're going in their own way. They're not going in wisdom's way. Whoso is simple, this is what this foolish woman cries out. Whoso is simple, let him come in hither. And for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. So this foolish woman, or this other woman, is crying out. Wisdom cries out, oh, come and drink, take these seven pillars. But this foolish woman is crying out, oh, you know, if you eat bread in secret, or if you're doing some secret things, or if you're looking at the internet and seeing wicked things on there, nudity and perverseness, or your eyes are wandering around and looking at women when you shouldn't be looking in that way, lusting after women and things like that. That's what this foolish woman, that's what she's calling out, wanting people to do. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Then the last verse here, verse 18, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. So wisdom's guests are enjoying a good life in this earth, and then they also have a good eternity. The foolish woman who is crying out for people, her guests are in the depths of hell. And so that's my daily inspiration for us today. Apply that to your own heart. Don't just let these words fall in deaf ears, but apply them to your own heart. And are you walking in wisdom? And if not, if you are walking in the way of this foolish woman in any way, then I ask for you to repent and turn from those ways and get right with the Lord and forsake those evil ways. So that's the inspiration for today. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.